That was the scene on North Broad Street this morning outside Ben Franklin High School as education advocates protested resource levels in the Philadelphia School District. As students filed in for their first day of classes, the advocates criticized cuts to classroom spending that occurred as stimulus funding dried up at the beginning of Tom Corbett's term as governor. Ben Franklin student Brian Burney joined in the rally as a member of the Philadelphia Student Union.
For most students, the buildings feel less like schools and more like jails. I felt like we were being treated like criminals because every morning, security and cops put our bags through x-ray machines and we had to go through metal detectors and then screened again with metal detector wands. Instead of spending money on policing us, that money should be spent on more cleaning supplies, nurses, and counselors.
Joining me with more on this first day of school in the Philadelphia system, WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry. Kevin, seems like a lot of the lesson plan took place outside the classroom today.
That's right. And advocates also held an all-day protest outside of Corbett's South Broad Street, Philadelphia headquarters. There, parents, politicians, and activists read excerpts of letters written by students. Michelle Brownlee represents Fairmount and parts of North and West Philadelphia in the Pennsylvania House.
We need to have a nurse in our school every day because some people might get bled and they need a nurse. Okay? Amen. Out of the mouths of babes, these children tell the truth. We need nurses. We need counselors. We need secretaries. We need support for our teachers and our children.
Superintendent William Hite and Mayor Michael Nutter kicked off the start of classes at Link, one of the district's three new innovative non-selective admission high schools. What are these schools? Well, they're trying to completely reimagine the high school experience by focusing on competency-based objectives and project-based learning. Hite clearly made this the center of his first day to draw media attention to what he sees as one of the district's bright spots. When you talk to district leaders about these schools, they see them as like a sort of internal research and development experiment. Here's Hite addressing Link's inaugural freshman class.
You're going to help the school district of Philadelphia in more ways than you think. Because what we're trying to do is understand if, in fact, this model is an approach that we should take in more high schools. And so this represents the hope and the possibility of what high schools can become here in Philadelphia. And I want to leave you with nothing else but to take advantage of this opportunity.
Kevin, is Mayor Nutter in lockstep with Hite?
He is here. Although some do see this idea as controversial, Nutter told the students that the district is right to push innovative models, even though resources have been depleted from many schools district-wide.
Our superintendent, the School Reform Commission, they're not slowing down. They're not stopping. They're not maintaining the status quo. They're actually still trying to do new things, innovative things, and build on some of the successes that we've had. And we're going to learn some things from what goes on right here in the school.
I did get a chance to stay for one of the school's first class periods, and it's interesting. You know, the students, they know about the budget crisis. They like the idea of being in a brand new school. But you have to remember, Dave, these are kids, and the things they're talking about are the uniforms, the lunch, the recess, the sports, the arts, the things that make school feel like school. But Link freshman Takiya O'Brien did seem excited about the school's academic challenges.
They don't teach individually in other schools. And I hear they're going to be teaching individually here, and I'm looking forward to that.
Kevin, what should we be studying next in the days and weeks to come?
Well, the district is counting on already this revenue from the $2 per pack cigarette tax. Now, that hasn't been passed yet. So lawmakers are coming back in exactly 2 weeks, and if they don't get that tax done right away, if they don't pass it, both in the House and in the Senate, more cuts could be coming from the district.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY education reporter Kevin McCurry on Newsworks Tonight.